Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Go, we're on.
Okay, we're up, huh? Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, been one of them days, been one of them weeks. I hope we might lose a few fans on this one.
Oh, jeez. You know, after we had to do a best of last week, and
people get mad.
Nah, I didn't hear anything, but I mean, I think we picked out a pretty good.
I don't have any fans anymore. They've all quit me.
They'll quit you. No, I went back into the archives and picked out a pretty good one. I picked out I think it was a Halloween episode talking about a burning car. I don't even know if you remember.
There you go. I remember every burning car. You know, I got a burning car story. I hate to deviate, right? Because we just talked about where we were going, and here I'm.
right off the bat. Okay.
Now, I got a friend of mine that I've been begging to come on here. Okay, because I don't know if I'd necessarily call him a true American outlaw, but you know, have you ever seen those? Now I know you don't follow the same people I follow, right?
Right.
But the guys I follow, a lot of them will post this stuff. Say, be ungovernable. Do you know what I mean when I say, you know, be ungovernable?
So, I can hazard a guess. Yes.
You know, just shit. You know, there's a certain amount of the population that just wants to be out there as wild animals, as feral human beings, as God intended us to be out here riding the open range and just living. And if you get trespassed upon, you take it upon yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But the problem is most people can't do that because first of all, they have morals. And second of all, they go to church. And third of all, they're kind of worried about the law. And fourth of all, they got, you know, a responsibility to take care of their obligations and stuff like that. Well, but I just happen to just seem like I'm the central repository for outlaws. When I think about some of the people I hung out with when I was growing up and different things, I'm going to tell two stories on this old boy. Well, I might just tell one because the second one belongs. One of them involves a machine gun, and I don't know if I need to tell it, but so I'm going to tell the other one.
How do you just dangle a machine gun story out there?
You know, hey, I did that for Joey Knuckles in my 2A crowd, but there's some old boys out there when this, I mean, they've lived for the world collapsing their whole lives, right? Yeah. So me and my brother, we always looking at property and real estate, and we're just, you know, we're always talking, right? Me and my little brother, And we know he used to work for this guy's dad. This guy's dad is a big engineer here in the state of Missouri for a long time. He's old. He's 80-some years old, but I had dinner with him the other night. I mean, he's just fit as a fiddle, and I mean, just sharp as a tack, you know. So anyway, when I was a kid, he was known for a couple of things. When I say kid, high school to out of high school, you know, 16 to 23 or 24 is when I really started hanging out with these guys. And their dad had every, this will mean something to the 2A crowd, won't mean anything to you. He had every variant of Colt AR-15 they had made up until that point. And he had probably 25 H&Ks, 91s, 93s, MP5, you know, the 94s, which is a civilian MP5. He just had it all, right? But he had some property. And so where I'm going with this, my little brother was saying, hey, because I invited my brother to go out to eat with us, and he couldn't make it. We got to talking, and my brother said, well, you know, did you ever hear the story about that Trans Am? Now, these old boys, this old boy, his dad's got, lives on several hundred acres, you know, 320, 340, something like that, in a kind of a gentleman's compound, right?
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
But for every vehicle that this guy, he's a year older than me, he's born, well, 2 years, he's born in 67, so. Whatever that makes you, 68. So what's that make you, 53, 54?
54, yeah.
Okay, 54. So every vehicle he's had in the last 25 years, 30 years, is at his dad's farm. Like when one breaks or he has a problem, he parks down to farm because he's going to fix it. Or, you know what I mean? He's always got a
project.
He's always dreaming that he's going to fix it. He doesn't, you know what I mean? He gets another one driving, you know what I mean? Well, he's got a 79 Trans Am, and it's fairly rare because it was the blue one. Most people know the black. Obviously, everybody knows the black one. Mm-hmm. Most people know the red.
Smoking a bandit.
Most people know the gold one, right?
Oh, the gold.
There was a gold one. You didn't know that? There was a gold one.
Yeah, now that you say that,
there was a gold one.
But I would have said a blue one.
There was a sky blue, like a baby blue. I'm gonna look it up right here. Sky blue, blue 79 Trans Am. So to tell you how ungovernable this crowd is, right? My brother said, hey, you know, that I bet you that Trans Am's still sitting down there by the barn. I said, I don't know. He said, did you ever hear the story about how that thing got burnt? Because it's got like a big burnt spot up where the shaker hood up on the front windshield up to the top. You know what I mean? And I told my brother, I said, no. And he said, well, I was talking to Matt and this family, they had a farm pretty close to town. They had several properties. One of them was a 40 plus acre kind of a farm right at the edge of town. So when we were high schoolers, it was full of trees down in the woods, and it's kind of developed now, but 30 years ago, it was kind of, you were 2 miles from the boulevard, but you felt like you're in the middle of nowhere. So you would go down there and park with girls or go four. We had a big mud pit down in this creek bottom, and you just go down and hang around. And, you know, it was a place you could be 5 minutes from town, but the cops weren't there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Which is where I shot my first machine gun. But anyway.
the machine gun. All right.
So this thing had 2 big sheds. So my brother says, well, Matt told me the story about how that car got burnt. And I said, how? And he said, well, Trav, that's this guy's name, Travis. He said, him and D-Day, that's his brother's nickname. That's what I'm just going to use his brother because I don't have permission to use his brother's name. And his brother was my age. And when I say this guy was tough, he used to compete in all these Soldier Fortune competitions out in Vegas, big bodybuilder back in the days when you could still take roids and HGA, do whatever you wanted, you know what I mean? He really should have been a pro wrestler is what he should have been, but that's neither here nor there. So he said that D-Day got down there, I guess we called his brother D-Day, and because it's just a day of destruction. And him and D-Day got into it and over something, and Trav, being the big muscle-bound guy that he is, he beat D-Day down bad. And it was in front of about 15 or 20 people, you know what I mean? It's just kind of a field party, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he said D-Day went in that shed. He said, we were sitting around there kind of all feeling bad. And Damien, that's D-Day's real name, Damien walked away and said, we were all looking, you know, God, man, that was rough. And he said, D-Day came back out with a 5-gallon cask and gas and dumped it all over the front of that Trans Am and lit it up and said, F you. And I don't know why. My brother told me that story. I've been laughing so hard for the last week and a half about it. Now that's so ungovernable right there. When you go light your brother's Trans Am on fire with 5 gallons of gasoline to the fuel party. You know what I mean?
And not even
bad an eye.
Not even bad an eye. That you might blow the whole thing up, blow everybody up.
It don't matter. Well, it's pretty hard to blow something up with gasoline, but let's just say you could have. Yeah, I mean, so what I told him is, I got to laughing. My brother's just laughing. I've been laughing so hard about that. I told him, he said, you know what? I think we can take it out. I think we can take it over Tyler's. That's the shop where people that follow me on Twitter, I got two or three followers where my brother and my nephew, they rebuild all these Chevys.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen. Yeah. You know,
oh, yeah. There's
my brother said,
you even found the Soul Collector, right?
Huh?
You found the From the Shadows podcast official truck, car. Yeah. This is the Soul Collector, right?
Yeah, that was just some random dude thing. There was a bunch of them with airbrushed. There was a hearse I was going to show you. Some dude had a hearse where they had cut it open. Let me finish the D-Day story. So he says, my brother says, well, I think we can get that truck, bring it over. I'm going to talk to Trav. We're going to bring that thing over to the shop and get it running. He said, I think we could recreate that if you write a movie about it. And I said, huh? And I thought they were saying we're going to get it running again so we can drive it or take it to the sale or do something. He said, no, I want to, you guys write one of y'all's movies. And that's a scene out of a movie because we've laughed so hard about, you know, some kind of a coming of age flick.
Oh, God.
Your little brother mouths off and you beat him down and he goes and gets 5 gallons of gasoline and dumps on your Trans Am. Now, if that doesn't belong in.
That's a great scene.
This week's admit. Episode of Chief Wanna Doobie, I don't know what does.
Chief
you know?
That's a great, that would be a great scene. So you'd have, so we could shoot the. The scene where the Trans Am gets caught on fire now because it's already on fire and then we'd have to redo
it. Yeah, well, it's already burnt. Shoot. Yeah, but his point was, yeah, you know what I mean? The Trans Am's been sitting there for 25, 30 years now with the hood burnt and the front burnt, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like you'd get a nice one and tear it up.
No, but we could shoot the burned out part now. And then they can
but
fix
what
it
I
up
think the thing would
then,
do, is really to make the movie right, and I don't know how to do it, you would have to, I think the guy needs to get in the Trans Am started up and chase him, which dovetails into what we were going to talk about is, I keep reading where Johnny Depp can't get, you know, people are saying Johnny Depp's career's in a toilet and he'll never get work after this, his deal, you know what I mean?
Well, I've you know that's, you know that's,
Johnny Depp.
You know that's not true because we, and I'm, we won't say his name, but we have a mutual friend who's working on a movie project that Depp's already signed up for.
There you go. So there they just go. Use it for a reason to talk him down, talk his money down. That's what they're doing.
Well, he's already signed a pretty good deal, I think. So I don't think he's going to be hurting for this.
You know, he's my favorite movie star. You know, and I don't care much for him. I've never seen any of the Pirates of the Caribbean. I've seen parts of them, but I've never seen all. But when I started reading about how he drinks $50,000 bottles of wine and he owns 100 motorcycles, he's my guy, right? He's my guy. Now, he obviously doesn't have the discipline that, I was going to say Brando, but it's not Brando. Who had all the motorcycles? Old Hollywood guy that died of mesothelioma.
Oh, gosh. That could be
married
one of
to Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal? You mean Allie McGraw?
Yeah, Allie McGraw. Who's
Lee Marvin?
No, Lee Marvin was a badass. It was, hold on, I'm looking it up. Thank gosh, we got the Google Master right here. Steve McQueen.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's who I should have said.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so in my affection for movie stars, Johnny Depp has replaced Steve McQueen. You see her do that bump of coke on the stand the other day?
No. What did they do?
They say she did a bump of coke on the stand the other day.
Like
I watched the video. Uh-huh.
Like during the trial?
Yeah. She had it in her napkin. Uh-huh. You know.
Now, come
you
on.
You got to Google it up, dude. I can't believe you don't. What do you do all day? Work?
apparently, I don't have near as much fun as the rest of the guys. On the From the Shadows podcast.
Why did they mention it?
No, but everybody else seems to be, you know, lounging around, taking part in a lot more fun stuff. I guess I'm too busy just holding it all together.
I'm still trying to figure out how come we didn't have our tickets to Comic-Con. How come we're not booked somewhere, you know, all summer?
I'm waiting for somebody to invite us. I mean, some,
we got to be invited. I thought you just got a table. You got to be invited.
I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to have somebody say would say, "Hey,
you
come
want
on,
them
yeah,
to want us."
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a song. Yeah.
Isn't that "I Want You to Want Me"? Well, isn't that a song? I don't know. Whatever. Are you going to bring up the song thing the other day?
Which song?
Should I bring up how? Okay, when I was listening to the 80s countdown on the Sirius XM 80s, and I heard from 1980, it was the number two song of that week, was that Christopher Cross song.
Oh yeah,
I got to telling you, because you'd never seen Christopher Cross.
No, I thought he was being a nice little petite guitar player. I thought he looked like Johnny Depp with blonde hair.
He does not look like Johnny Depp.
He certainly doesn't today. I'll give you that.
He never did. In fact, I think I told you that they didn't put him on the front of an album for at least a couple albums because they didn't want people to really know what he looked like because he was not exactly an attractive fellow. And the lyrics to "Ride Like the Wind" are kind of tough sounding. You know, like, I got such a, you know, like, and I'm, well, right, you know, ride.
So far to go, like, or I don't know, what's the lyrics say?
Like, you know, I got such a long way to go to make it to the border of Mexico, and I ride.
Like he's,
you know,
running, like, away.
Uh-huh. Like he's running away, and he was born, like his dad was, you know, like an outlaw and all this stuff. And I'm like,
aren't they,
you know,
all?
You hear, and then you see this, like, little pudgy, bushy-haired, real pasty white guy. Like, what? That doesn't match at all, you know. But and they got Michael McDonald sang backup on that song.
Yeah, that's right. And who did he play for?
Michael McDonald.
Yeah, didn't he play for somebody? Wasn't he in a band?
Well, he was in the Doobie Brothers.
Ah, yeah, something like that. I knew it was somebody.
Doobie Brothers, and then that led me to. After that countdown was over, another 80s song that came on that kind of didn't fit the guy singing it was the big comeback for Donny Osmond, "Soldier of Love," which I can't picture Donny Osmond a soldier or Donny Osmond loving anybody, you know.
Well, I didn't know. I told you my Carpenter story. I know I've told you my Carpenter story on this.
No, like Karen Carpenter?
Yeah, the Carpenters.
No, Karen and Richard.
So, I know I told you this story. So I'm going to try to make it shorter for the people that hadn't heard it before. So after 9/11, I was with a group of dudes that had to deploy internationally for counterterrorism operations in support of the United States of America. And one of the things they did was they wanted to send us to a medical, we essentially attended, there was 11 of us that attended the Air Force's, it wasn't the GOAT Lab or something fun like that, it was the Air Force's med tech program. So I guess they got these med techs that work in these air mobility hospitals and clinics. And for, anyway, we had to go to this 2 or 3 week, I don't think it was a month, I think it was like 3 weeks, hardest freaking school I've ever been to. And when you got out, you were an EMTB, right? So, but the bottom line is, so you're with all these dudes that you don't really know anything about, right? Like, at that point, I didn't know. There was a couple of them that I ended up being lifelong friends with. I'm friends with to this day. But in the inception of this program, nobody really knew anybody. You know what I'm saying? There was a few people that come off the Border Patrol together that had knew each other. But for the most part, none of us knew anybody. Well, there was this crazy-looking dude. And the only thing I knew about him is... He was quiet. I had seen him somewhere, and I don't remember if it was Fletsy or somewhere, but I had seen him around. And then when I was at this particular deal, I got to talk to him, and the only thing I knew is he was a captain in the Army. And I thought, well, we'll get along good because I'm married to a captain, right? My wife was a captain at that time. This guy's a captain. We could talk whatever captain stuff or whatever, you know what I mean? But my wife was an Air Force captain. That's kind of like being in the military. this guy was a real Army captain, about to be major. And I mean, he had a short tab. He had been to air assault. He infantry. He had done all this purported stuff.
Right.
And he kind of get that quiet aura. You know, he really worked on this persona. No, I know now, 25 years later, I think the mystique of him keeping his mouth shut was he really didn't have anything good to say because not really good. He didn't have any war stories, right? So like if you did a lot of military stuff between Desert Storm and 9/11, the only thing you did was practice. You didn't really get to do a whole lot of craziness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, when they real action.
Yes. I mean, they were active, but they weren't super active. So he couldn't really chime in. Like some of the dudes I worked with later in life, in 2000, say, starting 2005 or 6 back. I mean, some of these dudes, I mean, some shit happened, right? I mean, some they had some crazy war stories. So, but all that's to say is this. So he's playing the arrogant, cool military officer. And when we would go to lunch, people would all kind of ride together. You know, you'd break off in these groups and go with who you wanted to ride with or whatever. And nobody ever rode with him. Well, one day he said, he asked me, you want to ride with me? And I said, yeah, I'll ride with you. Why not? Because we're all going to the same place. Well, he had this crappy old, I don't think it was a Pontiac. I think it was a, God, I love Pontiacs and I love Buicks. Maybe it was an Oldsmobile. But he had this crappy mid-90s four-door, you know, just I want to say Pontiac Bonneville, but it wasn't because I've never been in a bad Bonneville from the 90s. This was, I think it was that Oldsmobile, whatever. Anyway, I got in, and it's the summertime. So I get in his car with him, he closes the door, and as we're leaving the parking lot, he says, he sees me trying to put the window down because it's hotter than heck, right?
Yeah.
He says, sorry, dude, the window doesn't, that window's broke. So now I've accepted a ride with this psycho.
You can't get out the window.
In July or August, I think it was August, and the window's broke. So I said, that's okay. And I look down, he sees me looking down there. Yeah, the air don't work either. And I said, don't work. Well, he said, the problem is I just got one setting. And it was high because, like, the fan had burned out on everything, right? So the air was just on number 5 or you didn't have it. Which, hey, that's better when the wind is broke, right? So we go tearing down the highway, and it's jalopy, jacking around with the one-speed air conditioner, the window that don't roll, and I see that he's got a cassette tape in the deck, right? But he's not got the radio on because he's wanting to talk. He's wanting to tell. You know, he's wanting to talk about the people in the – he's wanting to talk about the people in the class and this and that and the other, right? So we go eat Chinese, I want to say. And then we on the way back, same deal. This time the super high blow quit, and now we don't have any air.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm trying to get whatever air I can get out of his window. And his car is nasty. I forgot to. It's just dirty. It's just complete nasty. You know, and most officers had nice stuff, but he didn't. Of course, he'd been married a couple of times, down on his luck or whatever. But finally, in order to keep me from jumping out of the car and killing myself, I decided I was going to reach down and grab that cassette tape. So when I go to grab that cassette tape, he grabs my hand like to keep me from pulling it out. Right? But I've got it. Now, remember, he's a badass infantry captain that can't even talk because he's got so many war stories. I mean, it's like I'm riding with not Colonel Kurtz, but who was the guy that went up the river to kill Colonel Kurtz?
Captain. Oh, God.
What was his name? Willard. I'm with Willard, right? I'm with Captain Willard here. And anyway, finally, I go ahead and pulled that thing out, and he goes, that's not mine. As he says, it's not mine. I flip it over, and it, what?
Because I know it's coming. I can't,
and it's the best of the Carpenters.
The best of the Carpenters. Oh, did he, Did he ever own up to it, that that really was his?
And he said, and I said, cool. And he said, it's not mine. And I think, I don't remember if he told me it was his daughter's or his wife's or something. And he goes, you ever listen to him? And I said, dude, you know, anything softer than Motley Crue, I really don't listen to much, you know? I mean, I'm in the Rat, you know, some Roundabout.
Karen Carpenter.
She was, you know, what? And that's what I said. Didn't want him to die or something?
Karen Carpenter had,
anorexia.
I don't want to, anorexia. Yeah, something.
Maybe.
Yeah, and she just killed her. I mean, she wasted away to nothing.
No, you know, you obviously.
She was one of the greatest female singers of all time by many. Many people consider her. She had one of the greatest voices. You know, she was and she started out, I believe, the brother, Richard, was the main singer, and she just played piano. And then by the time they got done, I think she was the bigger, way bigger star.
She's the one everybody remembers.
Yeah. Well, she was a fantastic singer, you know, we were talking about Christopher Cross, just that style of music, that what you'd call AM radio stuff, you know, stuff you'd hear in the doctor's office in the background or on the elevator. You know, it's like that was so super popular in the 70s, and it's kind of hard to listen to sometimes now. Sometimes now.
Don't even, you know what? I tell you, I got Sirius XM.
Sirius
XM. Yeah, whatever. I'm serious. Unless
you
got Sirius.
You got Sirius.
I'm serious. I got Sirius.
in the Ozark. Yeah, me too.
It doesn't work in the car wash. But I'm telling you what, I'm almost, you know, I got three. Well, not really. You know, usually I go 7, 8, 9. That's my channel. 7, 8, 9, 9, 7, 8, or 25 and 26, classic rock. There's no, the 60s is gone. So I guess they figured all those people died.
Well, 60s got moved to somewhere else.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I don't even know.
I got five stations programmed. I got the 80s. On 8, because if I hit that, then I can go to the 70s or 90s. Then I got the groove is programmed, you know, so I can listen to like Kool and the Gang, Earth, Wind and Fire, the Daz Band.
You know, no, I was gonna say, you like tonight 90s hip hop. That's what I want to see, hear some Gin and Juice. I want to hear some, you know.
Well, I have that. So then it goes to the highway country. Then I got the Outlaw.
Yeah, that's what my wife listens to, all that, and the Garth channel and all that crap. Nope, give me some.
And then I got LL Cool J's Rock the Bell channel. So, how about that?
What channel is that one?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's programmed. But it's the best, you know. It's hip-hop and rap from our day, 80s, 90s, you know.
Hmm.
Little variety when you're riding in the car, you know. So there you go.
Yeah,
I don't know how we went from Johnny Depp to Christopher Cross to the Carpenters.
I don't even know what we were supposed to talk about tonight. Were we supposed to talk about something?
You said you had Johnny Depp, which we talked about.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to Europe next week after next.
Okay.
When will this be on? When will this play? This
gonna be this week. It's kind of, or yeah, you'll be in Europe after this one airs.
Right, that's what I was gonna say. So anybody hanging out, I don't know how you'll find me because I'm gonna be mobile. But if they let me in with my COVID card, I got a real COVID card, so I don't know. I'm trying to read these rules.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Paris. I'm going to Geneva. I'm going to Milan. I'm going to Nice. I'm going to Barcelona, and then I'm gonna go back to Paris.
All right. Any of our international listeners.
I just roll it all out. Yeah, that's it.
Want to meet up with the Howler, get a hold of me, and I'll get you in touch. Maybe you guys can have lunch.
That's right.
Go to the Eiffel Tower.
Next year, I'm going to try. There's a couple game fairs over in the UK. I'm going to try to go to one of them, and maybe I can hook up with some people that I talk to a little bit here and there.
Well, I think if we don't get invited to some place for the rest of summer, I think this fall we'll try to do a live show here in Ohio. We'll invite whoever wants to come out to the campground, and we'll do a live show. And we'll tape it and have whatever fans want to make the trip. Well, come hang out.
Yeah. Well, I'm all for it.
We'll do a live show, have a cookout, make some have some barbecue. How about that?
No, I'm ready. Do it this weekend for all I care.
All right. We'll cut it off then. We'll cut it off for tonight. What I'm excited about is I think in a couple of weeks we'll have some good Europe stories.
Maybe if I can even tell them. I'm debating over there. I'm going to bring I can Skype on my iPhone, can't I?
Yeah. Yeah, we should be able to. We'll record.
I should be able to do a couple live things. You know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we can do next week's episode from Europe.
The problem is I don't want to air them until I come back, because if I badmouth the Europeans, they might kick me out or something. Okay. You know?
Well, we won't do that. Before we jump off, you said you had something UFO. Do you want to talk about UFO quick?
I didn't figure out what it was. Well, I've been thinking about your Bigfoot. I think the reason why, if there's a Bigfoot, and the reason why nobody's been able to find him, because he's extraterrestrial.
You know, that's a common theory. There's a lot of
I've seen so many nut jobs here. I read these news articles about some of these nutballs and some of the weird shit in the world, and I think this could be. The extraterrestrial screw with us now.
You really think so?
On different topics, yeah. Sometimes I do think that. Because let's face it, if they can get here, why would they, right?
Yeah. It's like, you're right. It's like Earth might be to them like Walmart is to me. Like, if I had a choice.
It's just one giant Walmart to them.
Yeah.
The only thing that keeps us probably safe is they're going
entertainment.
They're going, what is going on with these people? So they come down and do stuff, and I think maybe there could be some truth. Some of these particular Americans are actually extraterrestrials, right?
Are you saying to the aliens, we're just one big Johnny Depp trial?
I think we're worse than that as a country. I mean, as a world. I mean, are you kidding me? I think this whole, I don't even want to get on a geopolitical tangent because that's not what I do, but this freaking world is spinning so fast and so hard that, you know, it's like the turbo on my EcoBoost, right? I got one of them baby trucks. I got a big truck, but I also got a baby truck, one of them, you know, a Ford EcoBoost thing with a little bitty motor, but it's got twin turbos, right? And it's by far, I raced it three times this weekend. It was down here at Lake Ozark. It was hot summer nights, they have big classic car shows and stuff. And I absolutely wasted two of the three things I ran. Now, the third one, I think that guy, he had like a Pro Street Dart that was narrowed. And I think if he'd had the balls to stay in the pedal, he probably could have beat me, but he had a couple kids in the car seat. And he backed off at about 80, 75 or 80. You know what I mean? I think he had enough. He could have took me. But all that's to say is my check engine light last year was coming on. I got my cheap China scanner, put it on there, and it says something boost turbo A, bank A or something like that. So I take it to the only guy I trust, and he says, dude, your turbo's going out. There's one on each side. I think it was the left side turbo on it. He said, it's always the left side when them things. And I said, well, how far can I drive? And he said, I don't even want to start it to drive down the parking lot. Because he said, what happens is when that turbo gets going, it's spinning, it's coming apart. And if it comes apart to the outside, it's okay. But if it's coming apart to the inside, all them fins and all that shit gets sucked in the engine, and it's gonna ruin your engine. So I think that's the world right now. It's like my turbo on my EcoBoost, right? And people hit the gas, and it spins around a little faster, and they let off the gas, and it slows down. And depending on, I mean, this thing could blow one way and it won't be an issue. But if it sucks the other way, the whole shooting match is going to come apart.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but you know what? I think this has been going on for thousands of years and all the civilizations.
I understand it. Hold on a second. I totally understand it. And there'll be people that'll be perfectly fine with it. If you follow me on Twitter and you see the people that I follow on Twitter, there'll be people that, I mean, I use the term Uhtred of Bedenberg, right? You've seen that on the Last Kingdom or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, on Netflix.
Yeah.
There's some dudes out there will be just fine with a knife in one hand and whatever gun they can scrounge ammo and starting a tribe all over again. The problem is the government doesn't like that. And you're right. So
exactly.
So
they can do that as long as they're going to pay taxes.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I think there's a big percentage of the people in power and in this world that don't realize, I can't even call them oddballs, like the Trans Am burners I just mentioned. Now, I can't get D-Day on here because he's in a penitentiary, but he would be an excellent guest. But what used to be odd, you know, I can think of two guys that was my generation, right? I can think of 25 kids my son's generation. So what I'm saying is there's a lot of weirdos in this world, and some of them are ready to jump.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.